going on, Coast Rangers? Wes here with you guys' weekly update for November 13th, 2017. Got some pretty exciting things coming up this week for you guys. Obviously, the biggest one is going to be this Thursday at 4 p.m. at the gym. We got our first annual Friendsgiving. This is something me and Megan have been talking about doing for a while, and we're really excited to get this thing going, but we need a couple things from you guys. Number one, Monday. If you're hearing this on Monday today, if you're hearing this tonight on Sunday, tomorrow and Monday is going to be the last day to RSVP for this Thursday. The reason for that being we need to decide how many chairs, how many tables we need, all the logistical stuff. So if you could please do a couple things for us, either at the gym on Monday, write down your name on that piece of paper that is on the whiteboard with how many guests that you are bringing and who those guests are. So, for example, if it's going to be you and your wife and your two kids, that would be very helpful. And also the dish that you guys are going to be bringing. We need to get kind of all that stuff figured out pretty much by Monday so that I could start making all the rest of the food that we're going to need to feed the clan of people that are going to be there. So really excited to do this with you guys on Thursday. It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the gym. Please, please, please make sure you guys sign up on Monday at the latest. There's also a Facebook events page that you guys can do. If you haven't been invited to that, please just go to our Facebook page, Coast Range CrossFit Facebook page, and respond to that event and let us know that you guys would like to come. Coming up next, we've got the Thanksgiving schedule. We want to give you guys a heads up on what is happening for that. We are going to be open for all the classes on the 22nd, except for the evening classes. So the 4 p.m., the 5:15, and the 6:30 p.m. classes will be closed the day before Thanksgiving, but we'll be open for the morning classes, the 5:30 a.m., the 8:30 a.m., and the noon class. We're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day itself, and then we're going to be open for an open gym from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. the day after Thanksgiving on the 24th. That's that Friday, okay? So one more time, just to recap, November 22nd, we're open for the 5:30 a.m., the 8:30 a.m., and the noon class. We're going to be closed for all of the evening classes. We are going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day, the 23rd, and then we'll be open for open gym time from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on November 24th. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving. Normal classes on Saturday, 9 a.m. Class, and then closed for open gym on that Saturday. So we'll have the group class, but no open gym after on that Saturday. We've got our second nutrition video coming out. It'll be posted on our website under the nutrition tab, you guys. If you haven't seen the first video yet, I covered basic ideas on how to make a grocery shopping list. So this should be the first step that you guys do planning your week's meals and everything to set yourself up for success. In the second video, I sit down with head nutrition coach of Coast Range CrossFit, Brittany Ballone, and we talk about the differences between how a family should go about deciding how much food they need for the week versus how an athlete should decide how much food they need for the week. So this is to set you up for success going to the store. Maybe you're somebody that's really trying to hit some PRs and get ahead in your athletic career. How are you going to decide how much you need to eat versus somebody like me who has a family, owns a business, is very busy, and may not have the time to weigh and measure everything out, but still wants to be healthy. So how do I go to the grocery store and make sure I'm not getting too much or not getting enough? So check out that video. It's going to be on our nutrition tab on the Coast Range CrossFit website. Let's see what else we got coming up this week. Ooh, this week we're retesting, you guys. 5 weeks ago, we had a bunch of benchmarks that we did Monday through Saturday. And then I told you guys we're going to go through a little quick cycle and then retest in 5 weeks. Well, this is the week. Starting this Monday, we're retesting this week those workouts that we did 5 weeks ago. I've added on each day on the blog the whiteboard picks from 5 weeks ago to help you guys remember the scores or times or weights or anything that you guys got on those benchmarks we did 5 weeks ago. There's one thing that you guys need to do, though, and it's very, very, very important. Whatever you do, do the workouts exactly how you did them 5 weeks ago. For example, Monday's workout is Angie, 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 air squats, four times. Whatever band that you used for the pull-ups, and however high it was set up, you need to use it for the exact same way on Monday, okay? Do not scale up or down in any way. If you scaled the number of reps down, let's say that you did 50 of each or 75 of each, or let's say I remember there are a couple people who did 50 pull-ups and then 100 of the rest. You need to do the workout exactly how you did it 5 weeks ago. The reason why this is important is that we need the data that comes back to you to be objective, not subjective. So subjective would, for example, would be that you did banded pull-ups with a thick green band last time, and you got a time of 15 something. This time you use a yellow band, which is a little bit thinner, and you get a time of 13 something. While your time was better, for example, we're not sure exactly how much fitter you have become because we didn't use the exact same standards that we used in the first one. So make sure you guys do the workouts exactly the same as how you did them 5 weeks ago. We're really excited to see how you guys do. I know everybody's going to do much better. I even talked with a couple people in the gym who were really excited about these last 5 weeks. I know that they were saying that, like, oh, so cool to know that what we had coming up in 5 weeks, because it gave me that extra motivation to kind of get in the gym and really do it this 5 weeks and see what I'm capable of. So I hope you guys took that seriously and you guys are ready to see how much your fitness can improve when you really put in that time and dedication to it. Let's see. Okay, a couple more things for you guys. Oh, one other thing I didn't mention about the Friendsgiving. This is kind of a, hopefully a shameless plug to get you guys to, you know, come, is that me and Megan have a very big announcement that we're going to be announcing at Friendsgiving. So you're going to have to be there if you guys want to hear it. Okay, enough about that. I want to start doing for you guys a weekly tip. So something that I think that maybe I do in my life, or I get from other people that I'm around. I'm very lucky to be able to travel the United States and the world doing level ones for the CrossFit HQ staff. I'm around some pretty amazing people, and every once in a while I pick up some pretty good tips from them as well. So I want to make sure that I'm kind of passing these things along to you, that quick actionable tips that I think you might be able to apply to your life to kind of make it better in some way. So we're going to start this one out with three things that I do every single day right when I wake up. And when I do these three things every day, it really kind of does a couple things. Number one, it changes my state. So what I mean by changes my state is when I wake up in the morning, I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty groggy. I might be a little bit kind of like upset about some stuff I got to deal with right away. And both of those things are two things that I don't want to be, right? I would rather be awake and I would rather be really happy about what I got to do to get ready for whatever it is I'm going to do for the day. So three things I do every morning. I do some type of aerobic activity the second I wake up. So I'll wake up in the morning. It can be anything from like two rounds of, you know, some 20 push-ups and 40 air squats to I might hop on the rower for 1K or a 2K row. I might get on my bike and go for 100 calories, or I could go for even just a really quick jog around the block a couple times. It's not anything crazy. It's not a workout. It's not meant to get myself out of breath or anything like that. It is just meant to get blood to flow through my body and get oxygen to my brain, allow me to wake up. I'll usually listen to some sort of a news podcast while I'm doing that, kind of get caught up on the daily events. We don't have cable at our house, and so I feel like sometimes I'm kind of in the dark about what's happening politically or what's happening in our town. So I have a couple different podcasts that I'll listen to while I'm doing it. It makes me feel like I'm getting caught up on what's going around me. I have some time to myself, and I'm able to kind of get that blood flowing and get it going. There is a sacrifice that has to be made with it, though, in order to get it done, and it's that I have to wake up a little bit earlier than everybody else. And so I try to wake up, and so I have that time to myself. Joey's not awake yet, and Megan doesn't need to have breakfast cooked or anything like that yet, so I can get it done, which also means on the back end that I need to go to bed a little bit earlier. So, but it's very important. I've noticed it's made a big difference in my life. The second thing I do right after I wake up is I drink a minimum of 20 ounces of water, and I'll usually put this out the night before on my kitchen table, and it's set up right next to the garage so that when I walk out and I'm all groggy, I'll grab that glass of water, I'll chug it down, I'll go out into the garage and I'll do my workout or my warm up or whatever it is that morning. The third thing that I'll do, and this usually kind of happens after Megan has gone out of the house and she's at work and I've made breakfast and Joey goes down for her first nap, but I'll sit down and write down three things. It's three things that I want to accomplish that day. So I try to get away from the to-do lists that I need to do. And instead, I really try to think about, okay, what are the important things that need to happen today? If I accomplish these three tasks and nothing else today, this will make me happy when I go to bed. I'll feel like I did a lot and I won't be upset because I didn't get stuff done. And I found that it kind of took me away from always being in this kind of like checking off the to-do list and kind of running on a treadmill and never feel like I was really getting the more important things done. It made me take a step back from that to-do list and kind of look more at the big picture. Like, what are the big things that I've been trying to get done for so long? And how can I chip away at those things and accomplish that? So just writing down three things that I thought, if those are the only three things I did today, it would make me feel accomplished, has helped me out a lot. Now, whether those three things get done every day just kind of depends on what happens, but at least I'm making a valiant effort in the morning to prioritize my day to try to get those things done. So again, just to recap, three things that I do or try to do. I'm human and it doesn't happen every day, but the more I make it a habit, the better it is. Second, I wake up, I go out, drink 20 ounces of water at minimum. I do some type of aerobic activity. Doesn't take long at all. Usually it's under 5 minutes. And then I write down three important tasks that I want to accomplish today. So I hope that helps you guys out and is a very worthwhile tip that you guys can use to make your day start off better than maybe how it is now. Last thing I got for you guys is I finally figured out how to get this stuff on iTunes. So we actually have these podcasts going on to iTunes. If you guys go to your iTunes and search Coast Range CrossFit, it'll pop up and you'll see it says West Pyatt's Track Coast Range CrossFit underneath there. Do me a favor, subscribe to that channel and leave me a 5-star review. Also, if you could do me another favor and put in the comments some stuff that you guys would like to hear, some tips or tricks, quick things that you think might help you out, or some things you're having trouble with, that's where I'll be looking for these weekly tips to kind of add these to the podcast. And then also, if you guys subscribe to that channel, then you'll get these every single week. You won't have to worry about forgetting to look on the website or anything like that. It'll just pop up in your guys' iTunes. You can listen to it on the way to work every single morning or maybe on the way home from work at night. That's all I got for you guys this week. Again, please make sure you guys reply to that Friendsgiving that we're having on Thursday. The deadline is going to be Monday night that we are going to cut it off so that we can get all the logistics stuff ready for you guys. So please be sure to sign up for that. And I will see you guys later on in the classes. Take care, guys.